This is Mary Fuller McChesney interviewing Herman Bolt. And the date is June 27th, 1964. Present also this afternoon is Robert McChesney. And this is the second side of the tape. Herman, we were just talking about the beginning of the Treasure Island Federal Building mural, which you designed and executed. And you were telling us about how you got the job to go ahead and do this.
Well, I was told to design it in a few days.
You were told by George Creel?
No, by the supervisors and by George Creel. Just, you know, make a quick sketch and design it, you know, in a few days. My first sketches were, I think, they were terrible, but they showed that I understood what George Creel wanted. You know, Indians and things like that. He wanted something like Remington.
That's, oh, the Montana cowboy artist.
Yes, that's what but I just couldn't see myself being a Remington.
On that scale, it'd be pretty difficult.
No.
Even Remington would have trouble, I think.
So, also the problem was of knowing no skilled help of any kind who ever did a job, worked on a job like this. And so I had to design it with an idea that it can be executed, mm-hmm. that it could be done, you know, physically, without hiring professional people from the outside. So I did make this first sketch, and George Creel went to Washington on a commission's meeting and told me, please send me the design just to sort of get an idea what you're after. So I did, and I wrote him, please don't show it to anybody, particularly not to the Treasury Department, because Treasury Department had an eye on the mural. It was really their job. The Treasury Department usually handled these kind of jobs. Mm-hmm. And the WPA stepped in because George Creel hoped to get it cheaper. George Creel was a skinflint. He wanted to save money for the government. And so this way, he actually, Joe Danish got involved in this and sold him the idea that we have artists who can do the job. Not more than $10,000, otherwise it maybe cost them $100,000. And George Creel was a very thrifty man. Well, anyway, I sent him this sketch, just a pencil sketch, and to like a memo that I understood what he was talking about. It that we, you know, and again, not to show it to anybody. I get a telegram the next day back: stop work immediately. Showed it to forgot the name man's name, head of the Treasury Department art department. Mm-hmm. He says he thinks it's terrible, which I agree with. It was, you know, was never really meant to be a mural. It was meant to a form of communication with George Creel. And I send a telegram back: it's very unfair of you to show it. You promised me, I ask you not to, and I shall continue working, ignoring your stop order. Continue order to make this make designs. In a week I will have them finished. When you come back, you take a look at them. And so I worked day and night on to make these designs. It was the original kind of a sketch for the whole thing.
How large were the designs?
They were only around 5 foot high, you know, very small, or 6 foot high maybe, or even 3 foot, forgot that. Mm-hmm. I have only photographs of it. And I thought in terms of the architectural layout and all this, what to do with it, plus the story, plus the color. He loved blue very much, and he said he wants the whole thing in blue.
And said,
yes.
Blue cowboy?
He was in love with blue, so he wanted a blue mural there. And I knew I wanted to get that mural on, because I sized George Creel as a guy up. If he doesn't get what he wants, he just get somebody else who gives him blue, see? And I said, I'm going to make it that mural. That was it, you know. And they shoved me around in the want one, finally. So I made all that sketch mostly in blue, you know. And but the original patterns already kind of showed through from what I was doing.